She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans, bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Andrew.
Welcome to Our Marie's Reflections podcast. It's so good to have you.
I am so grateful to be on your podcast, Andrea. Thank you for having me.
I mean, of course. Bonnie Geronimo Jackson, known as the fierce business owner and hairstylist, and into health and wellness as well, is a wife, is a mother. How do you manage all of this, woman?
Andrew, one word, lots of faith.
That's
how we manage everything. Lots of faith. And just keeping my mind, most importantly, in a good space. Because it can be overwhelming at times, you know. Being in such high demand, one thing that I've felt is that we tend to kind of give so much to others that we tend to forget about self.
Yes.
And, you know, with this podcast that you invited me to be on, this quarantine, Andrea, it has sat me down so hard, but it was what I was asking God for.
Wow. Ask and you shall receive. It may not come in the way that we want it to come.
Yes.
But when we ask for stillness and we ask, we need to be put on pause.
Yes.
To gather our thoughts, to gather just our life, you know. Mm-hmm. And although you, from what I have seen over the years, you're a woman of, you're a God-fearing woman.
Amen. Yes.
You lead with that. You lead with your faith. And when I look at you as a mom and as a wife, I don't know how you're able to still give so much to your clients, still give so much. You know, I'm one of your clients, give so much to women. I remember coming to your salon and just the love, the pampering that you were giving each woman and said, listen, I want to spend real time with you, Andrea. I don't want to rush it. Very telling of how serious you take your business.
Yeah.
Tell us how you got started. Before you became a businesswoman, how did you get started in cosmetology?
Okay. Cosmetology has always been like a hobby of mine. Mm-hmm. It's something that growing up, we would do hair in our kitchen. Mom and dad would roller set your hair, wash. It's something that's like in our culture.
Okay.
You know, I'm from the Dominican Republic. My parents born and raised in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an Afro-Latina.
Mm-hmm.
I got into hair after I went to fashion school. I went to school at the Art Institute in Miami, and then I completed in New York. I worked in the industry. I've worked with designers, and I've been around that world, right? So I came to a point in my life where I wasn't feeling like valued. Like I had no sense of direction. So I was at a very low point in my life because I just, it wasn't making sense, Andrea. Yes. And I knew my calling was higher than that. So like all of us, you know, we all have our up and our low peaks. And that was my lowest. And living at home with my mother, you know, early 20s. And my mom tells me, Bonnie, why don't you just do hair? You know, the grace period of my school loans was about to be up. So I had to think fast.
And make moves.
Right. I got to make a move. So I started off in Hackensack as an independent contractor, basically renting a chair, right? And I started, and I was in there with, I worked with a lot of South Americans and people that, you know, were different in America.
Right.
And it was a real,
an eye opener.
I mean, I literally was renting a chair, like by a bathroom.
Wow.
A bathroom. Like my chair was right here and the bathroom was right here.
Wow.
And I started and I built my clientele, Andrea.
Yeah.
And I worked and I worked and I worked and I seek more for God and I prayed to God. After that, Andrea, I told my mother one day, Mom, I'm ready to open my own shop. I want to get out of here. I can't do this one. I'm ready. I got a strong enough foundation where they follow me and I can open my own thing. She says, all right, let's go. And my mom is real, like, spicy. She's real, okay, mama, hey. And I was like, oh. So, you know, my parents have been scenic. It's so crazy. It's everything happens for a reason. That's my design philosophy. Andrea, I had to renew my driver's license. Teaneck, Bogota, and Hackensack. Bogota is a quarter mile long town, right in between, sandwiched in between Teaneck and Hackensack.
Right.
So we have to go through Bogota in order to go through Route 80 to go to the DMV.
Right.
So I'm like, Mom, come on, please, just come with me, please. And my mom was like, okay, let's go. And I literally had to beg her. I was like, Mom, can you just drive? You know, like, everything in my life was just like, I'm like, God, I can't take it. Like, please, like, you know. So I'm sitting down on the passenger side, and I tend to look over my right shoulder, right on Palisade Avenue. 300 Palisade Avenue, Andrew.
Wow.
Andrew, and I looked over, and I see a for rent sign. And I'm like, and my mom was like, oh, shit, Bonnie, oh. Let's look at it when we come back from DMV.
Right.
I get out of the car. Andrea, I look in the window. I said, this is it. My mom, hey, Bonnie, hey, wait. And we go next door to the neighbor, my neighbor, Gary. Yeah. You know, we all have the same neighborly needs. You always take care of your neighbors.
Yeah.
He's an old man. Oh, I love that. That guy has not one bad bone in his body.
Wow.
His story. Oh my God, that's another topic.
Wow.
He opens a door.
Yeah.
Owner's not here, Bonnie. He's down in Florida. But I'm gonna open the door so you could check out the spot. Andrea, I walk in, and it had Bonnie all over it.
Wow.
And March 14, 2009 was when I established my business in the hair industry.
Sorry about that, guys. We had some technical difficulties on my end. I apologize, Bonnie. You were in the middle of the topic of how you saw your business, but now that you own it, you were driving past the Heads to Motor Vehicles and you saw this building that was for rent. Pick up from there.
Okay. So it was divine intervention.
Right.
March 14, 2009, Andrea, I established my business.
Wow.
And at the age of 24.
At the age of 24, you were a business owner.
No business background. I was not educated on accounting, booking. I mean, I literally am a self-taught, self-made entrepreneur.
Had to clap on that. Go ahead, sister girl.
So when I tell you I've been through it all, and I figured it out, and look at me now, 11 years later, March 14, 2020, 11 years in business.
11 years in business. It's been successful. I see all the celebrities that you're out there doing and still haven't forgotten where you have come from.
Exactly.
Always have time for the regular schmegula people like me.
Girl, stop.
That is honestly what I admired the most from the time I met you through our soul sister Latham.
Yeah.
You have not changed. And so how do you keep yourself balanced?
You know, just keeping God in my life first and foremost, Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that he is the one that has given me everything that I have. Everything, Andrea. So my spirituality is I'm deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't get me wrong. I like to have fun and drink wine. And
yes.
I'm not going to sit up here and say that I'm holy, holy. Or
None of us are.
Exactly. But I have a strong faith.
Right. Right.
And yes.
How are you dealing with this COVID-19, with having your own company, having employees? How are you dealing with all of this?
Listen, it didn't hit me till a week later.
Okay.
The first week I was like, oh, yes, I'm off of my feet for the first time.
Mm-hmm. I can't. 11 years.
Yes, 11 years
mm-hmm.
on my feet. I can finally regroup. And kind of just, you know, kick my legs up and just relax and be present with my husband and my baby girl, Harper.
Right.
And it was nice. And then after a week, I'm like, oh, shoot. Because I'm used to just staying active and moving and creating and just, you know, always on the go.
Right.
So to be at a still was like, whew, I got a little sad, a little depressed.
We all have. All of us have. Absolutely.
Andrea, and that's when I had just this thing that came over me. And you know, my husband and my daughter
mm-hmm.
both have, you know, the seasonal changes,
mm-hmm.
their respiratory, it gets a bit compromised. So I'm always in the kitchen brewing and creating and, you know, coming from the island, you and I know that we grandmas cook up all these different remedies.
That's right.
So I started off as a joke. I said, you know, I took a mason jar and I chopped up some red onions, some garlic, some radish, some manuka honey, some lemon lime.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? What else did I put in there?
Aloe.
Aloe leaf. Thank you.
I have some of your stuff. You know, I know what you have in it.
Listen, oh my God. Thank you, Andrew, for supporting me. I appreciate that. So I put some aloe juice and some aloe plant. I chopped it up. And then I told my husband, babe, let's cook. Because in the Dominican Republic, they call it jarabe. So I was like, let's call it jarabe bonbon. You know, my name, Bonnie Bonbon. That's what my grandmother used to call me. Bonbon. So I was like, I think it's cute. Let me post it on social media. So I take my thing and I'm like, all right, jarabe bonbon, guys, whoever needs. And a lot of my girls, they know that I'm a health guru because of my health history and, you know, what happened to me growing up as a child, having lung surgery. So I was always big on eating right and taking care of your insides. And it's like God aligns me with women as yourself, as Latham, as all these magical women that are in our life. Help me, that have helped me, you know, and then once I created this Jarabe Bombón,
yes.
I gave it to my husband. I gave it to my daughter. Mm-hmm. And we take a shot every morning before we even brush our teeth. Uh-huh. It's called Ayuna. In Ayuna, you just take it.
Right.
So I noticed that my hubby, his airways are opening because he's asthmatic. He used to be a smoker back in his early days.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, wow, baby, I feel good. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's working. So then I start pumping it out, and I'm Andrea, next thing you know, I mean, God,
everybody wants their share.
Listen.
I came over the George Washington Bridge to get mine.
Listen, I created a little menu. Look at this.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 items. Wow. Andrea. Wow. And I was like, this is it. And God spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
God spoke to me. I found this little market in Teaneck. Mind you, Whole Foods is the only place I go into, in Costco's.
Okay.
And, you know, I go in with my M395 mask, and I'm like scouting, and I found this little market. Uh-huh. And the night before I found that little market,
uh-huh.
I had time with my grandma,
wow.
my aunt's mom that passed away.
Wow.
And I was literally, I have this jar right here. I was literally, let's just make believe this is ginger. I was literally reaching like this in my dream, grabbing ginger in my dream.
And in your dream.
Listen,
wow.
How I know that this quarantine sat my butt down to really use me
as a vessel
to help.
Mm-hmm.
Not just women, not just the universe, the world, the people, because that's what we need. Right. This is all we need. What I realize is love, is being noticed, is, hey, baby, girl, drink this, take it. I made it with love. Because you can make the same thing.
Right.
But after, if it's not made with love and from here,
it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
I believe in that. You know, when I hear you speak, I feel the passion. I feel the love. I feel the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is about authenticity. None of us are perfect, but you can see when someone is real about their journey and what they want to pass on. You could feel it. Just hearing you talk about your dream and your grandmother, I got chills. And that's how it was from the first time I met you.
Mm.
This woman is really passionate about what she does, very passionate about womanhood, very passionate about sisterhood, and the passion of being a mother, you know. I want to talk to you a little bit about that. How are you explaining this all to Harper?
Wow. So that little girl, when I tell you, she's an indigo child. She is very conscious. And, you know, she's like, Mommy, I'm going to drink Jarabe Bombón with you. And it tastes delicious. And just the excitement, like, she gets it, Andrea. She understands that if you can't breathe and you're congested, that's not a good feeling.
It's not a good feeling.
But once you take that little shot and I rub a little eucalyptus on you and I massage certain points on your feet, reflexology, that open sinus, that open up lungs, that move digestive system, and then you're able to flush.
Yeah.
It
gets it.
When you educate, Andrea, when you educate, that is the biggest power that you can give your offspring.
Mm.
And that's what I am doing. That's what I am doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you see the prices I have, it's free. I'm giving this.
You are definitely, and I meant to say this to you, you are definitely giving it away for free. You're definitely not making a profit off this.
I just want to show people that you and I and everyone around you, your household, we can all be healthy and happy. I have clients that have survived cancer. I have clients that have children with heart problems. It's alopecia, psoriasis.
I'm suffering with alopecia right now.
Yes. I get it. I was a sick child. I did see the light. I was on the other side. I understand what it is to be in such a low point in your life.
Yeah.
That you, like, I made a pact with God at an early age. I said, God, if you get me up out of this bed, I will do and work and serve. And Andrea, if I show you where and how I live, I mean, all through this, my hands, my heart, and my brain.
And isn't that that's all you need to make things happen? Why do we always feel that we need a lot of money, a lot of things to be successful? Isn't this true success?
All that will come. All that will come eventually if we focus on the bigger spectrum. Everything will. Everything that you ever wanted. Listen, sometimes I told my husband, babe, I have a feeling. For example, Andrew, today I went on a sea moss hunt. And I'm Googling and I'm driving and I'm going into these spots.
Mm-hmm.
Baby girl, do you know that I found, he was right up under my nose.
Wow.
And I'm like, I said, babe, I have this feeling. Go right. Go this way. Uh-huh. Andrea, I got the bolts of sea moss, wild-crafted, organic Irish sea moss. Bags of it.
Wow. You see, when you lead with positivity and good energy, and you have a cause that's not only helping your family, but it's helping my family and so many other families, God just puts you in the right place where you need to be.
Yes. Amen to that.
I mean, I just love what you're doing. I got to tell you, we've been taking the turmeric, the ginger, we've been taking all of your and the sea moss, and I feel different because I've been the one going out to the grocery store, you know, getting all the stuff and putting myself at risk. But I've been doing all the shots, everything that you told me to do, and I thank you so much. I feel the difference. I feel the difference. I feel the difference in my chest. I feel it in my nose.
Right away, it opens, right?
It opens up right away. You can feel it. And my daughter said to me, Brianna said to me this morning, I don't know what's in this, but whatever it is, it's making me feel good.
Yes. Amen.
The health fanatic. She ate way better than I do.
Yes.
And when she said it, I said, it's working.
Yes. Yes. See?
So, I mean, I want to talk to you a little bit about mental health. With everything that's going on right now with COVID-19, what would you say to people listening? What could they do if they're in a bad space, they've lost their job, they don't know where their next meal is going to come from? What could you say to give them some form of comfort? Because you and I have come from not the best means. We didn't come from a wealthy family. We come from hardworking people.
Yes. Yes.
What? And we know what that's like to struggle and not have.
Yes.
What would you say? And it's okay to take a moment and to think about it.
So the way I came up out of my depression.
Yes.
A few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I utilized that energy to create something not only for myself, but for others.
Mm-hmm.
Once you channel that energy, that depression, and you focus on something that makes you happy and feel good, and you know it's going to be a positive for others, find that. We all have something.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's reading a yoga book and into yoga.
Yes.
Andrea, I'm reading this book that might help others. Hold on, let me get it.
Please get it. I just love her. I mean, I always get a real authentic conversation when I talk to Bonnie. She's just the real deal, guys. Just the real deal. What book is that, Bonnie?
So I got this book a while ago, maybe 2 years ago, and I read like 3 pages. And you know why I got it? Because I love the dress. You see that?
I see it.
It is called Yoga for Life by Colleen, what is it? Colleen Sedman Yee.
Uh-huh.
And I opened it last night and I'm like, holy shit. What? But this is what I need. It talks about love. It talks about, it just has a lot of different topics, mm-hmm. Expectation. Guys.
I have to get that book.
Get this. I'm going to hold it up right here for a little bit.
I need it in my life. Colleen Sedman Yee. Okay. I have to get that. So you've been reading this.
I'm getting into yoga. I want to get certified because it's not only about injecting and fueling your system. Mm-hmm. It's also, like you said, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We need to bring oxygen into our blood, into our brain, just to get our thoughts, and surround yourself with people that rise you, that bring you up. I don't want no. If you have negative energy, or if you're going to talk to me about something, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray. Give me your hands. Come on. Give me your hands. Let's pray.
Yeah.
Let's.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm learning. I'm learning from you all that junk out.
Yes.
All of it out.
That is key. Because as I do my journaling and I do these podcasts, Bonnie, you know, sometimes I reflect on my own stuff, you know, mm-hmm. What baggage am I bringing into my relationship at home, or what baggage I'm bringing to my children, mm-hmm. or to colleagues, or to even friends. And I realize that it has to go both ways. Yes. And if either sides are not feeding each other positivity, you have to release it, right? Because it's very toxic. Mm-hmm. And you realize you can start to consume yourself with these negative thoughts and these negative feelings. And especially at a time like this with COVID-19, there's room mm-hmm. for it. Because that itself, none of us are working right now. We're at home with our loved ones. And as much as we love our husbands and we love our children and we love being at home, we still miss a part of what we were put here to do, which is follow our passion. And so I think that's what we really need to put our energy into. So everything that you're saying, I agree with you 1,000% on that.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
How are you, what's your plan in the next few weeks as this goes on? Are you talking to your employees? Are you keeping in contact with your clients? How are you yeah. dealing with all of that?
I talk to a lot of them. I have a personal relationship with a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
The next few weeks, I plan to fulfill my orders.
Yes.
One of my clients, she gave me such a beautiful recognition on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through her, I've been able to deliver my immune boosters. So in the next few weeks, I have a beautiful amount of work to do, yeah. and just deliver. I just mm-hmm. want to deliver.
Right.
My love, my passion.
Passion.
So yes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to fulfill these orders
mm-hmm.
and work on what I am called to do.
What you're called to do.
Yes. Yes.
What would you say to the business owners that are listening right now, or even to the young women that was once your age, 24 years old, just starting out? What would you say to them? What advice would you give them, Bonnie? They want to have their own salon, or they want to start a business, or they want to start a new venture. What advice would you give to them?
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. I remember at 23, I was sharing my dreams with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, you know, I would like to run my own shop. I would like to have a cute little shop. And I sketched it out and everything. She mm-hmm. said, girl, you can't do that. You need about $10,000.
Wow.
I said, oh.
Wow.
Maybe I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not capable, or I don't have the means monetary to start it off. But you know what? Where there's a will, there's a way. Mm-hmm. And I did it, Andrea. I did it with no money, nothing. I went to these little hood spots. You buy chairs that are, you know, used, mm-hmm. $50-$80. Mm-hmm. I bought three of them. The mm-hmm. shop already had the sink, so I didn't have to do plumbing. I took some paint, went to Home Depot with my little Home Depot credit card, and I messed it up, baby girl.
And made it you.
Listen, you work with what you got. Mm-hmm. Everything else will fall into place. So if you want to open up yourself a little lash bar, if you want to open up yourself a little tinting eyebrows, tracks, units, whatever it is that you want to do, young ladies, go ahead and do it. Andrew, because that's the thing. We don't have a big sister or a guardian telling us, yes, you can. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Go. Who do you want? Yes. A lot of people don't have that.
Yes.
So if you are listening today, mm-hmm. and you are listening to Andrew Jackson's podcast, and you want to start yourself a business, and we're in quarantine, this is the time to sit down, start mm-hmm. illustrating. That's how I brought a lot of my dreams to life. I would illustrate.
Wow.
I would illustrate. And I read, and I read, and I educated myself.
Mm.
And then I learned the language. There's a literacy that you got to learn to this game, right?
Right.
It's all about figuring it out. I didn't know all the answers.
Right.
You know, I went through like three accountants. Mm-hmm. One was not doing it right. Another one was telling me I had to pay more taxes than the IRS. I ended up owing thousands. It was such a mess. But what I learned, how to do Excel sheets, how to do my disbursements, my expenses, my cash receipts. I literally became mm-hmm. a CPA with no certification. Mm-hmm. Just taking books and reading and from mistakes. Because you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You have to.
And I have.
Yes.
A lot of mistakes starting this business.
We all have.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't know if you saw on Netflix, Madam T.J. Walker.
Yes, I did. I did.
Girl, that movie?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And just the persistence.
The drive. Not giving up.
Listen, there's four things in life that you need to be successful.
Mm.
It's time. Right? In due time, divine intervention time,
mm-hmm.
help. You can't do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my assistant, my right-hand woman, Amber Christina Santana. When I tell you, Andrea, mm-hmm. this lady is like the... You need help, Andrea.
Help.
Time. Help.
Mm-hmm.
Persistence.
Mm-hmm.
Dedication.
Dedicated.
And you will see the fruit. You will, baby girl. Trust me. I'm 30. I'm gonna be 36. And how many more days? Oh my gosh!
And don't look it. Might I add? Skin is glowing. Skin is glowing.
The sea moss.
So good.
Every night, Andrea, don't even moisturize your skin. I take my jar right here.
Uh huh.
Okay, I just want to show you a secret.
Okay, I'm soaking it all up.
Listen, a little spoon.
Yes.
Andrea.
Yes. Wow.
You have any little pimple, any little bump, the warmth of your hand.
Yeah.
And it's like collagen. You'll feel like.
Yes.
When you start, Andrea, like this.
Wow.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
And you can even put it on your eyebrows, your edges.
Really?
Your edges, baby girl, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Hands, you know, because as we age, we lose elasticity, collagen. Andrea, tight.
And leave it.
I go to sleep with it.
Oh,
you wake up in the morning, you'll be a little bit flaky. It looks like you got I don't know if you ever got a VI peel or a chemical peel.
Yes, I've had one, yes.
So you'll look like you're flaking. And the secret to beauty. You'll see. Touch.
I'm going to start trying it. How yes. often would you say that I should do that?
I do it every night, baby girl. Every night.
Oh my!
Like, God. I already feel like I'm getting...
Your skin looks so I don't, so no Botox. There's no need for me to try the Botox.
You put it all over your back. You know, sometimes younger girls, we suffer. Some girls get a little bit of acne on their back or yes. their chest.
Yes.
Put a little bit. Any little pimples, that. I Anything.
I've learned many things today, actually. Not yes. just some.
And it's just so soft.
And that's it. And just, wow. That's why your skin looks so great. I mean, your skin always looked great, honestly.
I produced a look at this, Sandra. I went through, when I was not, this took a lot of work, a lot. Because I have eczema, so certain foods, you know, I used to eat dairy before. Right. I used to eat a lot of fast foods. Don't get me wrong, I still like my Chick-fil-A and Popeyes.
Right.
Before I'm about to get my menstrual cycle.
Right.
We all, you know, we all
have that thing, that taste that we want that time of the month. Yeah.
But it took a lot of reading and educating myself. And I went to a lot of dermatologists, and it was just like they would give me something topical or it would burn. The salicylic acid would burn me. Yeah. So then I was flaking, and it was just so much. It was a lot. And then I had it right here in my little health food store right behind my house.
Wow. I love how you love giving back to where you live.
Yes.
You know, the bodegas, the little stores around here, the mom and pop shop yes. that you give to. I hear you talk about a lot how you just went around in your neighborhood. And that's so huge. I just love, although you've gotten really big at what you do and you're very well known for what you do,
aww.
You're still deeply rooted into how you grew up.
Well, Andrew, it gives me chills when you say I got big, because I don't feel that.
You don't feel it, but you are. And what I love about it is the humility that you have. And it's something that I would have to say that I love having women like you in my life. You know, I would love to always say that I'm humble. I feel I'm a humble person. But when I see it on someone else, I know what it is. Not what it pretends to look like or what it should be. I know exactly what it is. And that's something that you've always exuded. And so I just want to tell you, I'm just so honored to be having this conversation with you. It's been a long time coming. You're a natural at it. You need to be doing your own podcast. You need to start putting yourself out there to do podcasts with other people.
Oh, my God.
It's just, I've gotten so much knowledge just having this conversation in just this short period of time.
Wow.
And I really think this is another thing that maybe you start doing, you know, while you have this sort of a break and we all have this pause.
Yeah. Is,
you know, listen, there's a lot of information that you carry, and I love that you were self-taught. You know, a lot of people, I didn't go back to school until later in life to get my associate's degree, but I will tell you, a lot of people always give this stigma to other people that you have to go to a great university, you have to go to college, and sometimes that just wasn't in the cards and the deck for us. And it just shows you that once you have a plan, you have a purpose, you have a belief in what you want to do, there's nothing can get in your way of stopping that. Nothing.
That's right.
What would you say to end it on this note? What would you say to people who are at home with their husbands and their children and very, I find myself, you know, with a little anxiety, a little stress. What would you say? I know you're doing all your potions. I know you're reading. I know you journal. I know you take moments of stillness. What would you say to those moms and wives out there right now that are feeling just a little anxiety of just being home and doing it all?
I would say, you know what helps me with anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
Putting peppermint, eucalyptus in my oil diffuser and creating like a spa-like in your space. That helps me so much. Because even yesterday I had an anxiety, like I felt tight.
Yes.
I feel like I can't breathe.
Right.
I'm like trying to like calm myself and talk to my husband like, babe. I'm talking and I'm just like, whoa. And I really had to ground myself Right. Because it's all mental.
It's all mental.
And if you're listening to CNN or the news,
forget about it.
That shit makes me so nervous. Yeah. Then oh my god, we can't go out. Don't open the windows, Ryan. Let's leave the air on, and then the COVID lives in cold air, and then you start like overthinking.
Yes.
Learn to create a silent room. One of my girl, Tracy Piper. Tracy. Woo! Tracy Piper said to me one time, Bonnie, do you have a silent room? I said, what do you mean a silent? You know, my bedroom. She goes, no, silent room, where devices, routers, everything is shut off. There's no activity happening in a room.
Wow.
And I was like, oh wow, I didn't think of that. So I have a little office. It's actually a closet that I converted into an office in the back. Uh-huh. I will share it with you guys if y'all want to see it. But it's a small space.
Uh-huh. Let's see. This is awesome. Let's see it.
All right. So this right here is a closet that I converted into my office space.
I love it.
This is where all the magic happens. Wow. And this is where I like my goals. I have my mood board. I actually created this mood board at a birth board event with a while back.
Wow.
Crazy.
Look at Oprah.
And then I have up here. You want to see?
Wow. Amazing.
So, and here is little clippings of newspapers and stuff that I've done in my town, and this is where all the magic happens in here, you know. And I go in this space and I pray and I meditate and I'm like, God, I know whatever worries I have, you're gonna provide. And he does.
And he does.
Andrew, he does.
Wow.
So
that is what
that's my little
that's what we all
have. So yeah, create a silent room. Even if it's in your bathroom. And you can sit on your carpet, and after you shower, put your creams. You could just sit there. Just sit there or lie on the floor. I'm very spontaneous. Like, my husband will find me in the closet lying down. He's like, Bonnie, you okay? I'm just living in our house. Like, any little space. My father's mother, she lies down anywhere. Like, you can't leave her alone. She'll lie, like, right in the middle of the hallway right there in the corner. And she'll just be, like, chilling. And I love that. Because that's when you know
you're like,
yes, essentially just really just living, just here, you know?
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's great advice. That's great, great, great advice.
Silence,
being still, right?
And turn this off.
Turn off the phone.
Yeah, get away from
turn off the phone. Get off the phone.
I mean, sometimes you need it, but yeah.
I know, but in moderation, and that's what I find myself saying. In moderation, do things in moderation. What a blessing, what an honor to have you on our Mirrors Reflections. I want you to leave our listeners, those that are trying to find you as far as wanting business, those that want your love potions, how could they find you? Where could they find you? And are you open to new clients?
Of course, absolutely, absolutely. You can follow me on Instagram, BG_BONBON. And my email is there, stylebybonnieg@gmail.com. The address of my business, 300 Palisade Avenue, Bogota, New Jersey, 07603. I'm open and you can call and come in, book an appointment. I'm here to serve you.
Mm-hmm. You know, Bonnie, I am honored. I'm honored. I'm so grateful to you. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Continue doing what you're doing. Continue to inspire women out there, whether they're young, middle class, or old. I mean, I'm no youngin', but I've been inspired by you and your journey. And I can't wait to see you on the next podcast. I can't wait till you start your own.
Thank you, Angela. I appreciate you. for inviting me. This is my first podcast ever. I was a little nervous, but this feels good. It feels natural.
You're at home. You feel like you're at home. And this is exactly why you need to have your own, because you have so much knowledge to share. And our youth today are so tech savvy. This is just another outlet to reach out to all the women out there, to all the kids out there, to all the people that want to start businesses, but they're just afraid to make that first step.
That's right.
Well, thanks, Bonnie. It's been amazing. I'm so, so excited. I can't wait to put it out there. And we'll be in touch, girl.
Yes. I love you.
Love you too, babe.
Bye.